The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
But we do have 10 questions of our own to kind of ponder and discuss with regards to the way things currently sit in the National Football League.
The difference is on this podcast, while we're asking the biggest questions that we have in the NFL right now this offseason, we have to make an answer. We have to make a take. We have to say, okay, here's the answer to this question. Maybe we even call this the spoilers edition of Monday Football Monday, where because we are going to spoil the future. We're going to look into our crystal balls and tell you what's going to happen with the biggest questions of the offseason.
Yeah, like any great game of pickup basketball, this episode of Monday Football Monday is make it, take it. And so with that being said, Pete, let's go ahead.
Skins with the whole thing. Yeah.
You know, we'll run it back, actually work this time around for the Chiefs. So in terms of things outside of the team's control, because the Chiefs have done a lot to obviously improve their offensive line by way of free agency and trades and, you know, through the draft and whatnot. But things outside of their control, I don't know if another team has had a worse offseason in that Justin Herbert's had an incredible glow up in that Corey Linsley is now his new center. Rashawn Slater falls to them. He was an awesome quarterback last year with a terrible offensive line. So seemingly he would improve, although, you know, regression is certainly a possible thing. And now we're both essentially prophesying Aaron Rodgers to the Denver Broncos. Like, I think I'm not at all worried about the Chiefs having success, but, you know, they looked like they were going to be in the middle of this run, very similar to the Patriots, not only in that they were this incredibly elite team, but that the division around them was garbage. Like, the AFC West has potentially, especially if Aaron Rodgers joins the Denver Broncos, gone from the Chiefs and a bunch of kids at the kids table to now the Chiefs and a legitimate and established adults table. Again, things outside of the Chiefs' control have really gone against them in an extreme fashion this offseason.
Oh, man, you're coming at me. So for all you 31 other fan bases out there that are listening to this, and you're going to have a huge eye roll, blame RJ. I understand Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert. Super Bowl LV made people forget how good Patrick Mahomes is because he was running for his life the entire game. It was on a national stage. Everybody watched it. It was embarrassing. Suddenly, all of a sudden, Mahomes is beatable. That's the first and only time he, as a pro, lost by more than 8 points.
Sure.
This is the greatest quarterback of our generation in the seasons that he's been able to play, meaning he can't have Tom Brady's accolades because he hasn't played 20 seasons. To the amount of seasons that he had, he's been the best. Now, what was the problem? Offensive line depth. You could make a case that the Chiefs went out and had the biggest offensive line reversal going from an extreme weakness, maybe 32 of 32, to top 10, who knows, top 5 ceiling offensive line. So now Patrick Mahomes is protected better than he's been protected since 2018. In a season where you're going for your fourth conference title game in a row, your third Super Bowl appearance in a row, and potentially your second Super Bowl title in 2 years. I understand what the rest of the AFC West did, but to say that Kansas City had a worse offseason coming off three straight conference title games is a little much, RJ. Love you, buddy.
I'm talking about things outside of their control, and I'll reframe it like this. And we're operating under the presumption here in this hypothetical that Aaron Rodgers is a Denver Bronco. So in the Patrick Mahomes era, prior to the moment we're currently living in, I think the largest gap in any division between top dog and whatever contender certainly belong to the Chiefs. I don't think that's the case anymore. And I don't think that I'm not at all taking anything away from Patrick Mahomes and his ability. I'm talking right. about what the rest of the division has done. And so like now, and that's what I'm talking about. Like, you know, I know people get so annoyed with like how lucky Tom Brady is, but I think that that division is now the NFC South. Like, I think the largest gap between favorites to win it and would-be contenders are the Buccaneers and the field in the NFC South. That used to be Patrick Mahomes and the AFC West. And that's no longer the case because of what the Chargers and, again, in this hypothetical, the Broncos have done.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.